You are listening to the Regal Poet Radio Show with your host, Imone M. Prosper. Are you tired of being undervalued as an artist? Do you have a passion to sell your art but don't know where to start? Are you on a successful path but need encouragement? Tune in to the Regal Poet Radio Show, the conduit for the poet entrepreneur. Every week, we focus on topics that are set for the professional artists fully engaged in the creative economy. I am your host, Imone M. Prosper, poet, entrepreneur, and the advocate for the creative arts economy. Our mission is to feed the artists who spend their life creating profound experiences within their art with the best practical and advanced practices they need to be empowered, energized, confident, and prepared. If you are a beginner, you need this. If you're a seasoned veteran, you need this. And with 12 years of experience behind me, the Regal Poet Radio Show is not only designed to deliver the best information, but this platform allows you to hear from successful industry leaders and poet entrepreneurs making a major impact in the world of poetry. What we know is that it is easy to find an open mic to perform, but there are a small number of places for the professional poet to go to learn how to build a thriving poetry career or business. Tune in to the Regal Poet Radio Show, the conduit for the poet entrepreneur, as we focus every week on the topics to help build up your entrepreneurial of the arts business. Share, leave a comment, or chat live with me, Imone M. Prosper, every Thursday, 12 noon, on blogtalkradio.com/Regal Poet, where I am committed to developing not only a respected line of professional poets, but savvy poets with additional E on the end for entrepreneur. So make your lunch hour powerful and come get poet savvy with Regal Poet Radio. The Regal Poet Radio Show. I am your host once again, Imone M. Prosper, and this is the conduit for the poet entrepreneur. I am so excited to be with you guys today, and it's not lunchtime, it's dinner time. I hope you're having a great dinner. I hope you had a great day today, and I hope you're ready for some awesome information. I am so grateful to be able to finally get on. I apologize for the technical difficulties we were having. I guess it's a new time frame for me. But I appreciate everyone that has been patient and has been on the line with us. And you guys are always amazing. So I appreciate you so much. So today we're talking about that dinner lunch. And it's really not that business lunch, or that business dinner. So how to be a great date, basically, in business. And I ran into this really cool article, but it has actually been a topic of discussion since the beginning of the year. And, you know, we run into a lot of people that once they hear our work, they hear our poetry, they hear our art, they want to work with us, and they want to negotiate on how, you know, it could be a mutually beneficial. I'm a little tongue-tied, if you haven't noticed. So I probably need a sip of water. So you want to have a mutually beneficial relationship or idea or event with this other person. So the best time to do that is really at an event. Because at that point, you know, you can just make your appointments and say, hey, let's go ahead and make it happen. Now, if someone wants to learn, get to know you a little bit more, maybe it's a larger project that may take a little bit more promotion, a little bit more time,
then it's inevitable, you know, you have to have another meeting. And having a lunch or a dinner is very good for two reasons. It can be very informal as well as formal, casual. And then at the same time, this person gets to see your personality, gets to see your passion. There's very little distractions going on outside of your cell phone, of course. There's a little bit less distraction when you're one-on-one or within a small group of folks. And there's something about food that just makes things just so much more cozier and makes that money coming out of your pocket or that person taking money out of their pocket just so much more easier. But you can also botch it up. So that's what this is about. Since this has actually been, like I said, a topic of discussion in different ways, in different avenues. So I ran into this article. I love Twitter. You know, I'm on Facebook a lot, but I love Twitter and I love Instagram. Those are like my two favorite. And Twitter, what I like about it is you can follow people and get a lot of, you know, really cool ideas, really cool articles, really cool things. And you know exactly if you want it in 140 characters. So I ran into this article from YFS magazine. I love that magazine. It's young, fabulous, and self-employed. And they talk about a lot of entrepreneurship information, especially for startup companies or startup businesses, where even right now, even if you're a veteran poet, you still might have not solidified yourself as a business leader or as a go-to person to make things happen. So I love reading their articles. They're always pretty much on point. And so the article that I ran into just recently talked about that business meeting, or it actually talked about lunch, right? And it's called The 5 Unwritten Rules of a Successful Lunch Meeting. So I wanted to bring that to you guys and incorporate that for what you're doing, because it's so true that there are some unwritten rules that you do not want to ignore that will not only leave a bad impression, it might leave a bad taste in the mouth of the person you're meeting with. And remember, taking my sip of water, everything that you do is a reflection of the industry. And trust me, I've had a lot of mistakes under my belt that I wish that it only reflected me, but I know it affects, you know, my culture and also affects the industry as a poet. So I thought this would be a great thing to bring to the table. So I'm going to go over the 5 different areas, and then we can elaborate on one of them, kind of make it our own. And this will give you an opportunity to write it down. And then, of course, you can always go on Twitter, YFS or YFSmagazine.com, and look at their articles and pick it up there. But the first thing they mentioned of one of the 5 unwritten rules is the meeting organizer leads the conversation. That's number one. Number 2, consider food ordering etiquette. Number 3, stick to the agenda and be organized. Mind your manners. And then number 5, the meeting organizer generally picks up the check. And that's probably the one I'm going to elaborate on. So to go back, we're going to go through each of them. So the meeting organizer leads the conversation. There's a quote that a lot of people like to mention in business. I've noticed since The Wolf of Wall Street came out, the movie that starred Leonardo DiCaprio as Jordan Belfort, a Wall Street mogul. And salesperson extraordinaire, and that was it was actually Matthew McConaughey's character that was speaking to Leonardo DiCaprio's character Jordan Belfort, and saying that, you know, the first in business, when you're making a deal, the first person that speaks loses. So you want to get the other person to speak. And within this example, we're saying the same thing, but we're saying that you should be leading the conversation. This is an opportunity for this organizer that you would like to collaborate with to learn who you are. I like the fact that the first thing that they discuss is that, you know, when you first meet with the person, you know, of course, try to be earlier so that you're very, very calm. Like, I'm kind of ranting right now because we're a little late. So in order to do that, the best way to negate that is to try to come a little earlier, especially if you can get there before the person that you're collaborating with, or even if it's at the same time, that's fine. But you lead the conversation with an informal topic or, small talk. But try to make it light. Try to make it also reflect who you are. You know, maybe you can bring up an article that you ran into and say, you know, before I had this meeting, I ran into this awesome article that talked about the 5 unwritten rules of a lunch meeting. And just make a joke out of it. Like, so make sure you don't order steak, or make sure you don't order the pasta, you know, the spaghetti. Make a joke out of it. You can do that. Or you can talk about something that's passionate about you. Oh, I got this new phone. I feel so much cooler now because of this phone. Who says that the conversation has to be, hi, my name is Robert, and what I do is this, and what, you know, we want to get to the meat. Yes, you know, you want to cut to the chase. But at the same time, you want there to be an air of comfort, and you want there to be an air of respect, and you want there to be a way for you to find any commonalities between you and this person. That will make things flow a lot easier when you do that, much, much more smoother, much more simpler. Okay, and then from there, lead into the conversation. But make sure that you make that transition very natural and say, okay, let's make it so abrupt, because it'll probably make you look fake. And that's not what we want. We want people to know who we are. We want to see if there's any like-minded topics or ideas that you and this other person have that you can run with throughout, you can actually capitalize on or leverage within the conversation that you're having. And this is good for me because I get so nervous. I don't know why. I'm talking about business. As much as I know a lot, I just get so nervous. So this is a good way. It's almost like a date, you know? So I have to, like, really, really think about the things that I'm going to say. But if I'm comfortable, then, you know, things flow a lot better. But try to be the person to also change the conversation, because you don't want them to see, you don't want you to appear like you're not about business. So, but try to be natural. And that was number one. Number two, consider food ordering etiquette. Now, we talked about this already. We talked about don't order spaghetti. Just like spaghetti, there's certain things that you just don't want to order. Even if you're ordering salad, try to cut it a little bit more so that, you know, your mouth is not open so wide that the person's like, really? I can see your molars, you know, and you have a cavity, so you don't want any of that. So at the same time, go with the pace of the other person. If they want an appetizer, go ahead and do that. You don't have to engage in that, but you can forego or order an appetizer to get. You can make it a 3-course meal if you'd like, a dessert. Really, I would skip dessert, just because, one, it can make you jittery, you know, two, what can also happen is that it'll make the meeting seem long, because now they don't want to be rude and wait for you to eat a dessert, you know, and I eat pretty slow, so I have to be mindful of that as well. So I would say skip dessert. That's just me personally. It says, you know, to go ahead and whatever the person would want. But for me, I would skip dessert. I just think it'll be too much. Hamburgers, they mentioned, chicken strips. Yeah, anything that has sauce and is like any opportunity for it to fall on you and get, because those things are distracting, you know. And if it's a place that you really like, just go back later. I love sweet tomatoes. Sweet tomatoes is so is so diverse. But what I've done is that I've walked out with the person and gone right back in if I'm still hungry. So that's just me because I'm a food person. I'm a foodie. Everybody knows that. And with that being said, let's try not to go hungry, because if you go hungry, you're really gonna order. You're not even gonna think about it. You're gonna order, and then at that point, you know, your body has to digest, and you just don't want to start what they call quote unquote the itis. You just don't want that. So, you know, be mindful of that. I don't know why I'm spending so much time. I guess I'm talking to someone on that one. But there is one thing I wanted to add to the food ordering etiquette. Okay, now, business lunches and business dinners are part of the cost of doing business. And I know a lot of us are young in the sense that some of you guys that are listening to me nowadays are in high school. You're like, oh, what does this have to do with me? Try to just be mindful of, you know, how you come off. You just want to make sure. I'm pausing for a second because we're going to talk about this again, but just be mindful. It's okay if you get something. It's okay if you only get an appetizer. You know, just say, hey, you know, I'm not really that hungry. So, and if you're not, perfect. So just, you know, there's never too little that you can order. That's what I want to say. There's never too little. And then you want to be able, at this point, start pitching your idea, discussing that. As soon as the meal comes, because you don't want to get right into, I mean, unless the conversation flows this way, you don't want to get into like the nitty gritty of the conversation and they're still ordering food, or you have that interruption of the food has come now, because you know the waiter, the waitress, they still have to do their job. You know, even if you do come early, you can say, listen, I'm having this business meeting, and can you just come like a couple of times? And from there, but watch over if we need more stuff. I just want to have very little interruption, right? Because you're in control. You are in control of everything. Don't think that you're not, okay? And at this point, you want to keep everything professional. Please don't order liquor. I think even if the other person does, I think you still want to keep a professional during lunch and dinner. Now, if you guys are at a club or, you know, we're not talking about that. So I'm just going to skip that part. And make sure you stick. So number three, stick to the agenda and be organized. Stick to the agenda. Know exactly what you want to talk about. I know at this point you may not know the person all that well. Try to do your homework before you speak with them, because there's nothing more wasteful than getting to know someone, and because at the end of the day, they have something that they would like to present to you as well, because it's a mutually beneficial meeting. How can we mutually benefit from this? So you got to find out what they need. If you know what is needed beforehand, you could present the solution, and they're more likely to engage with you, collaborate with you, because they know you know exactly what they need. You know what to deliver, and you know what you could bring. If there is, at this point, you know, usually with these types of meetings, you don't have to bring your own portfolio and that type of thing, but your information should be readily available somewhere, WordPress, online, somewhere, your card, you know, your information should be there. Okay? And this also allows you, I love this word, polished, makes you look clean and that you know what you're doing, and this is what you do. You eat business for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, you know, and then they know exactly what you can bring to the table. The other thing with this is try to figure out or know in advance how a number in your mind as to how much you would charge for your services. How much would you charge to do poetry? How many poems? Those types of things. When you know that beforehand, before an event, it makes things easier. At that point, they already know. They know what the budget is. They know what they can work with. They may not respond to you with it, and that could be a little leery. You know, unless this is just a new idea that you're coming up with and you guys have to hash out the particulars, if it's already an event that's established by that other person, they should know what budget they have. That's why they've had it, they put it together. So at that point, let them know, hey, this is how much I need, because that conversation is going to come up. That question is going to come up. How much are you going to charge? So whatever you say, you can either negotiate from there or you can keep it in, you know, stand still from that. So also know what your alternative is. So if they can't, let's say you charge, and this is lowballing it, but let's say you charge $100 to do a poem at an event. And they say, oh, you know, really, we can't, that's not in our budget. Don't necessarily just move on. Know in advance if this is someplace you really wanted to perform at. Is there, maybe you wanted to do some charity work. Maybe there's something that you want to do with this person. And if that's the case, say, okay, well, let's, what about this avenue? What about this avenue? What about just buying my book? You know, this is where product and services really go hand in hand. Oh, well, I have this workshop. Why don't you connect? I've heard with college agencies that they've said, well, if you can add two other schools at the same, so that 100 is really low, but if two other schools together and they can do that 100, and I can reduce your cost. Like, just think of a package so that it's beneficial for you and them. Maybe you need articles written about you. Hey, well, make sure that the radio station interviews me and the newspaper or the magazine, whatever they have, the journal, see if they'll do a story on me or accept my poetry. There's always ways to negotiate, always ways to negotiate. That's why I love what we do. All right, so that was number three. And the last thing it says here is to know their ideas and their concerns. It's very important that you're listening as much as you're speaking. So if you're only saying three sentences, then you need to listen to their three sentences. Try not to cut people off, because their thoughts and they want to hear their voice just as much as you want to hear your voice. And then by listening, you'll know exactly what to reply with, what you need. So that I thought was very, very important. Okay. The next one, number four, is mind your manners. And this is what we were talking about with, you know, stuffing a whole leaf iceberg lettuce in your mouth and then starting to talk with them, with the other person. No, we don't want to do that. You know, mind your manners. Show people that you know how to act in public. And even if you don't, I love people that make jokes about, listen, I don't know how to act in public. You know, it may grotesque. Some people just realize that, just be comfortable with that. But at the same time, you know, be yourself, you know, and just remember, it's not that you're minding your manners because you're trying to be fake. No, you're engaging with someone. You don't want someone to disrespect you, so try not to disrespect them. How about that? So we said don't interrupt while a client is speaking. You know, don't talk with your mouth full. Don't reach over their food. You know, that people tend to not like that because it's weird. Just ask. And if there's anything that you should not know, I love that in this article it says, if you're not sure, catch up on your manners. And it's a clickable link that shows you what your manners should be. So if you have any questions, hey, we got your back. Just go to the YFS website. All right, so number five, and certainly not least, the meeting organizer generally picks up the check. Okay? So for our young people that say, listen, I'm not paying for other people's food, I understand you. I'm with you. I get it. That's also the cost, like I said before, the cost of doing business is sometimes buying dinner. I've done it. I'm pretty sure you've done it at one point, even for your parents, even for your grandma, even for a friend, you know, and you've done it. But that shows a level of I'm serious about what I'm doing, and I appreciate the time the person has taken in to meet with me and speak. And there's different ways that you can look at this. This is not, this rule in particular is not etched in stone. You just have to have some finesse with it. You know, the term is Dutch, where that person, you pay and that person pays for their own meals. Offer a drink, you know, offer a dessert. Would you like some coffee on me? Or those, that type of thing. Would you like to go to the bar and I'll get you something? We said we weren't drinking, right? But something should be readily available for that other person. And one way, because I ran into this situation before where this person wanted to go to Morton's, Brio, or J. Alexander's. Now, these are not high-scale, upscale restaurants, but they are high-end. So, you know, the cost, there is an upgrade in cost when it comes to these particular places. So what you can do is, and this is how I was able to kind of finesse, you know, visit places that you like. For instance, I suggested when that person was talking about that, I just simply suggested, why don't we just go, I found this really cool spot. They have, are you vegan? Are you into, and then I asked what kind of food that they were into. And I said, this place is beautiful. The atmosphere is great. It would be perfect for what we have to do. Now, in the back of my mind, I knew that the cost of everything is low. But the presentation of the place was high end. And so when we got there, everyone fell in love with the place. You know, even the person that really preferred to go to a high-end restaurant, they loved it. However, they said, you know what, I think that afterwards I'm going to go get something else somewhere else because the food is not really going to fill me up. And now I don't feel guilty about that. They found a really cool place. We had a great meeting. We really did develop a great program that we were able to, we're still moving forward on it, actually. And I just impressed them with just knowing really a really cool spot. And then, you know, up the street, I said, well, you should check out that other place up the street, which I knew that would have food that they would fill them up. And it was also not as high cost. Do that for yourself. I love Pita Pit. I love this place. The place I took them to was Eucalyptus Gardens. We ended up having a show there. It was awesome. So now you not only do you look good to the client, but you also look good to the restaurant because you're bringing people. So that's what made it easier for me to have a show there. Came off amazing. So everyone wins. Everyone wins. And when I'm in D.C., I take them to Bus Boys and Poets. You know, Poet is in the name. So people get to learn about me and at the same time by going to these places, and they're not, so they're not, it's a frugal way of getting things. So find a cool spot. Please don't do McDonald's or Burger King or anything that says fast food related. But Pita Pit is considered a little bit of fast food, but it's a nice place. It's a nice presentation. They have really fresh food, very good presentation. So that's what you're looking for. There's plenty of apps that you can do this with. Foursquare, Yelp, and there's so many. I've taken people to, you know, hookah places where they have really good falafel, and everything is low cost. So, you know, in this day and age, people want to go out for the experience, not just, you know, the food. Now, this doesn't work with everyone, but for what you're trying to do, for the most part, it will. It's been a fantastic thing that I've been doing for over 12 years. So, well, more than that, because with my family, more than that. So this is a good way for you to kind of keep your costs low. And if you cannot, absolutely cannot avoid going to J. Alexander's or Brio, or I can't even think of some of the places that I absolutely, or True Lux. Oh, I love those places. But if you can't, again, just get an appetizer. And say, no, I ate already. You know, go there full so your stomach doesn't say otherwise. Or just have water. Say, listen, my stomach has been acting up, but you know, I really want to sit with you and talk with you because it's place. But I, you know, I truly enjoy eating here. You know, go online and study the menu and say, yeah, because I totally enjoy their what was that, Trulux? Their sautéed mushrooms and green. And then you know what to say. And at the same time, you have this great meeting, and you don't have to have dessert. You don't have to worry about anything. And you had a good time with this person, and now your idea is out there. So definitely great tools for you to have. I hope that you definitely see how this will benefit you more than anything. And I spent a lot of time on that food etiquette. I'm going to share this article actually on my page. I think I shared it already, but I'm going to share it again. Just so everyone knows which one I'm talking about, the 5 unwritten rules of a successful lunch, or, and this works also for dinner. This works even if it's at a club and, you know, I don't drink, so I have to have water. But I've had such wonderful, amazing conversations and have gotten some great things to happen. Oh, my bonus, the bonus that I want to give you guys is this. There's so many times that you will feel like, man, I just wasted money going to this meeting with this person and nothing's happening. Here's the best way to do that, because I don't know what it is, but a lot of people go to these meetings at the meeting, and then it's just a meeting about when can we have the next meeting, and then that next meeting, and then, you know, we should have a meeting about, oh, biggest pet peeve. Turn off. I don't even want to work with you. I just don't want to waste my time. Like, if we're not creating, we're dying. If you're not doing, you're literally dying, and you feel it inside. So what I do is I put all the cards on the table. Well, I have a date that would work perfectly for this. And you put the date down, and let's commit to this date. Let's see what we can do. Call me at this time, and I'm going to call this. Hey, I called this person, and they're willing to do whatever needs to be done. Just say yes and make it happen. Say yes and make it happen, and put a date. That's the only way. And I've been doing this for a very long time, and I constantly am like, I'm just going. I'm just going to do it, and it's going to happen. And it works. Because some people, as much as they're solidified in what they are doing, they get afraid to move forward. They're afraid to commit. And if you're dealing, and not everyone is like that. People that create, I love them to pieces. I can work with them every day. But put a date. Don't put any energy out there if you're not going to put a date to it. I don't care if the date is next year and you're going to work on it every month. Whatever it is. Put a date to it, make it happen, because you have no time. You will notice that time will be slipping you by. Like, whoa, it's already been a year since I've had this idea and still nothing has happened. I've seen it time and time again. There's things that I didn't get to do because I waited, and I refused to do that because you have such great talents. That's why you're on the line with us. You have such great gifts. Put it out there and put it forth and make it happen. So that's my bonus to it. Put a date to it. That's exactly what the title is. Put a date to it so it can happen. So many people, I talk about this all day. So many people are like, oh, you were serious. Yes, I was serious. You know, that's how you got to make it happen. So thank you so much for listening in. I am going to put up my poem of the week. Unfortunately, it is not loading and playing, but I ran into this girl, Savannah Brown. I'm going to play it, I promise, next week. But Savannah Brown is a poet I ran, a slam poet I ran into, and this young lady has 3 million views. Like, all of her YouTube work has at least 100,000 or more. I've seen one with 10,000, but that was a new one. 100,000 or more. So she's definitely someone we need to watch. Definitely want to see her poetry. The one that has 3 million views is What a Guy Thinks About a Girl. And it'll be played next week once we get all of these things out. But I want you to check her out. Tell me what you think. I'm going to share her video on my page. Go to Regal Poet, R-E-G-A-L-P-O-E-T-E, and that's Regal Poet on Facebook and all of the other social media, and, of course, on blogtalkradio.com/Regal Poet. I hope you enjoyed this topic, the how to be the best dinner date or lunch date for business. And if you do, please share this, share it, follow us. And leave comments, like it, and tell us what you think. You can email us at regalpoet@gmail.com, regalpoete@gmail.com. And, of course, you can comment and send messages on Facebook as well and on Twitter, which is where we really, really, truly are. So I am so glad to have spoken to you guys. I appreciate every single one of you, every single last one of you. So you have a good weekend. Shout out to everyone that has spring break and my little girl. We're so excited. So I'll see you next week where we will have Mrs. Christina that we're going to talk about media training. I'm so excited. Spoke to her today. She's ready to go, ready to rock and roll. And I'm just reading the media training book, and I'm telling you, it's just everything that you need to take what we've even learned today and flip it in the media so that you can have different tools, different newspapers, different magazines talking about your work in a way that is beneficial for your brand. She's going to cover it. So please stay tuned. And that will be at 12 noon next week, March 26th, here on blogtalkradio.com/Regal Poet. And you guys have a great weekend, and we'll chat soon. And don't forget to always be yourself, be regal.